I poked at my ringing phone to answer it without running off the road. Managing to open it and hit speakerphone, I heard Kendra's voice from far away. Where are you? Driving to the library, I shouted. For a change, Kendra joked. Dodie, you do realize that speakerphone amplifies your voice, right? I know, I said a little more quietly. And yes, I've practically melted my library card in the past 2 months from overuse. Need anything? Nah, I think that 500-page biography of Abigail Adams that I just got there with you on Wednesday should tide me over for a bit. Kendra laughed. Cool, I'm in the lot now, so I'll call you later. I could have chatted with her all the way up to the door of the library, but I wanted to enjoy this moment. The feeling of possibility before walking inside, knowing that endless choices awaited me. When I lived in Manhattan, I often visited the flower market. I would go first thing in the morning, tea in hand, walk to the very center where all the heady smells pooled, and then meander from row to row. Sometimes I bought Gerbera daisies in just the right shade of red-orange, or yellow French tulips with pink veins as I'd planned. Other times I ended up taking home something unexpected, a branch of cherry blossoms or pussy willows. Either way, whatever I brought home was always perfect. The library was like this too. You could get exactly what you were looking for or surprise yourself. And at the library, you didn't even have to pay. Instead of a brick schoolhouse building like many New England libraries, the Chatsworth one was housed in a sturdy cream-colored clapboard rectangle with two small additions on either side for the audiovisuals room and the computer lab. The shingle seemed like a little wink on such a big building, especially since the shutters on each window had been painted a subtle but unmistakable pale green. People often approached the building in hushed tones and left it talking excitedly. It is definitely hushed today, I thought. In fact, no one was leaving the building. No one was going up to it either, except me. The interior of the library was in utter darkness. My heart sank as I saw the sign in the window, closed indefinitely for renovations. I stood there for several minutes. The door to the addition opened. The assistant librarian and my friend Geraldine's bottom appeared. Then the rest of her. She was tugging a trash bag. I rushed up to her as she hitched it into the dumpster. She lifted the surgical mask off her face and said, without a touch of surprise, "Hi, Dodie. Bummer, eh?" "What happened?" I spluttered. "Asbestos abatement." Geraldine squinched up her face. "How much needs to be abated?" "No idea, but it sounds like a lot. The McClanahan kid went exploring on his own and must have stepped through the floor, which was actually the ceiling, because it started raining asbestos during story circle yesterday.